did it for you. I did it for you. Yeah. Yeah. I did it for you. That's why I did it, y'all. For all the listeners, did it for you. Whoever been hearing this. Yeah. That's why I do what I do. Do it for you. Do it for you. Do it for you.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, greetings again from Haiti, the beautiful, lovely island which has gone through some pretty tough times recently. Oh gosh, just checking in. Wanted to say hi to everybody, let you all know that things here, they're going decently. Yeah, I just wanted to say hi, let you all know that I'm in good health. And, you know, it's pretty cool to be working with the team that I'm working with and to be doing what I'm doing at this time. Reflections, thoughts. It's amazing to me how, you know, there's so many people right now that are just shell-shocked in this country. You know, survivor syndrome because of what they've gone through recently, and really, really shaken. You know, people, they go into life and, you know, people can get so caught up with so many different things. And, you know, the something interesting about this earthquake here is the fact that, you know, that we've had a bunch of aftershocks since that time. I mean, I've been here for some of those as well. And, you know, when people go to sleep at night here, there's sometimes there's aftershocks in the night. And if there's an aftershock that's bigger than a 5, than a, you know, a high 4, a low 5, it could bring down more buildings that are still kind of partially damaged from the quake. So, you know, people go to bed at night not sure if they're going to get up in the morning in the middle of all this happening. And a lot of speculation and people very scared. But, you know, in its own way, this whole thing has really given a lot of people in this place a real understanding of their own mortality, you know, for a moment in time. And, you know, that's a tough thing. It's a tough thing to face, you know, that your limited span in this life. I think a lot of times around the world, people try to avoid that. They try to avoid thinking about death, thinking about their life passing from this place, thinking about what happens after this whole thing is done. And, but, you know, coming here, the realization that people have is that tomorrow is not promised. And, you know, I think just an appreciation for the day that you have is always essential. You know, with us as we walk with Christ, it's pretty amazing because He, every moment with Him is an eternal moment. It's in eternity. We step into I Am, and you just are when you walk with Him like that. You just exist in connection with the Father, in peace, just enjoying what's there before you. You know, so many things that people worry about, you don't need to worry about them. He takes care of them. You know, there's people that I've met here, people that walk with Christ, you know, that lost their homes, lost their businesses, lost everything. If they survived, they may have lost everything. And just the stories too of God's provision after having lost everything, just how God took care of them and met their needs. It's pretty amazing, pretty remarkable. But that's normal for him. He takes care of his people. You know, and the truth of the scriptures, for whoever tries to save their lives will lose it. And whoever loses their life for his sake will find it. Gosh, it's true. You know, I mean, life is really short. You know, whether you live 18 years or 80 years, it's very short. And we all go through this place pretty quickly. And when we're done, you know, that's it. We leave this place and we go on. And it's hard to see because, you know, so many people, they try to hold on to this place. And they try to hold on to this life and create something for themselves here that will make sense, that will last. And it doesn't. Everything here is transitory. The only eternal thing is Him. The only lasting thing is Him. And the soul lasts, which is why there's a priority put on it. Possess ye your souls. So, yeah. You know, it's tough in some ways because, you know, you see and you feel the pain that people go through in situations like this. You know, you feel this that loss when you look into people's eyes, and that struggle that people have in trying to make sense out of something that is really difficult. There's people that were here on the 11th of January that on the 12th were no more, and some of them were friends and family, and people then trying to make sense and trying to go forward from there. So, you know, it's something that you need to, that we embrace the fact that we're passing through, and we also embrace at the same time the fact that we're eternal beings. You know, every moment that we live here should be one given over to the Father for His plan and His purpose. And if you live like that, whenever you check out of this life and this reality, it's absolutely fine, because you've already moved into eternity, and it's just a hiccup that you go from this life into the next and into an ongoing relationship with Him. But if you don't live with Him, then you are stuck. So, yeah, you know, it's amazing. I almost feel like I live my life in transition, because so many things change continually. So many things change around me so much, and yet He's still the same. You know, the only consistent thing right now in my life is my walk with Him, because everything else around me has just changed. You know, all of my friends have changed. All of my surroundings have changed. My living conditions have changed. Just you go down the list, and so much of what I know and have known for this last period of time has all changed as I go into this new season. But it's okay, because the one thing that remains consistent is Him. And He wants that with everyone. He wants to be everything to you. And, you know, something that sometimes we email out to friends is, if He's everything to you, no one can take anything from you. And, I mean, it's true. You know, if He's you're everything. There's no loss. You never lose. You only gain as you walk with Him. You gain life, and life eternal. So, yeah, you know, I've kind of been, my emotions have kind of been all over the place because, you know, there's like an anticipation, and there's a lot of things too that I see right in front of me that can be done and that I want to do, and that God's given me the opportunity to do, and it's a blessing, and I'm really, really challenged and stretched, and I feel good about it. But at the same time too, you know, there's so much pain that people have experienced here as well, and you feel that in the work that you do. And you know, I know that the world is in difficult times right now. You know, my prayer is just that, you know, light would go forth in the middle of so many difficult times around the world, and that God's people would rise up and take up their rightful place as kingdom people, walking this earth, doing the will of the Father. Yeah, so, my surroundings right now, they're pretty beautiful actually. I don't know, you can probably hear the generator going in the background, since there is no power in the place that we're at, but there is a generator that we use to get power during the day, and then we switch to an inverter in the evening. I put up a hammock, a mosquito hammock, of all things, between a couple of trees. It's kind of a cool thing because it has, you can use it like a regular hammock, but then if you flip it upside down, there's a mosquito net that if you run a wire above, you can just hop in, and there's like you've got this little kind of cocoon looking thing that you can just kind of sit inside, it's pretty cool actually. I mean, with something like this, you just need a tarp over the top, and you could even sleep in this in the middle of the rain and not get chewed up. Some mosquitoes out here, but yeah, what to do? But they haven't been biting me, which is pretty cool. So, and anyways, the trees are just beautiful. I look up into the sky and I'm watching them kind of wave back and forth, the clouds behind them, just praising God. Yeah, when was the last time that you got outside and just looked at the trees? Because they just do what they do. In fact, by and large, God's creation pretty much just does what it does. I think mankind is about the one place that gets confused and tries to do all kinds of things that he wasn't made or meant to do or be. Very confused. But when you walk with him, it all makes sense again. When you walk with him, who you are becomes clear. What you were made for becomes known. Your purpose and your destiny becomes evident. It's a beautiful thing. You know, I think in difficult times, that also reveals where people are in their faith. And do they have a connection that's been dug deep? Or has it just been a surface reading, contingent on somebody else giving them approval or showing them, you know, telling them they're all right? You know, in the time that we're living in, you need to know him for yourself. You really need to walk with him for yourself, because as things continue to escalate and man continues to destroy himself, you need to know your Creator, because he speaks to his people. He gives clarity of direction and thought, and shows you the way to go and tells you to walk in it. And if you don't hear his voice for yourself, it's going to be hard, because man will always try to fix his own problems, but he oftentimes makes it more difficult for himself. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yes, and there are cows close by. I don't know if you heard the cow or not, but you know, as I do miss Sri Lanka. You know, I miss the people that I care about over there very much. You know, God puts people in our lives, and it's a blessing, because you know, he gives you a heart for them, and he allows us to care one for another, and then he moves us on, and as we move on, there you don't have to worry, because those that are in Christ, we get to spend eternity together. But there is a work that needs to be done at this time. You know, there is a purpose that God has for his people, and we need to walk that out. So, you know, I'm kind of in a spot right now where I just sort of am. It's kind of cool, actually. It's a different phase. And I'm watching this big, I don't know if it was a bee or a wasp, but he was coming down to my net, but couldn't get in. Yeah, I like this hammock. It's pretty cool. Yeah, we need to keep praying for each other. You need to pray for the people that you know that walk with God, and pray for one another, because we're coming into a time to, you know, God answers our prayers. I've seen so many answered prayers, you know, while we've been out here. I mean, literally, you know, we pray about something in the morning, and God's answered it by the afternoon. And it's so beautiful when you see his hand working, and you see just him working with you, working alongside you, leading and directing and guiding you, you being an extension of his own hand in the world and to people that are in need. It's pretty cool. You know, I've personally, for me right now, I have no idea what life has in store in the next 2 weeks. I don't know. You know, there's ideas, there's possibilities, but everything can twist and change. You know, from the time that it was less than 2 weeks from the time that I was asked to come over here to the time that I was on a flight on the way. And like that, you know, life can twist and change so much. And when things change, you have to be rooted in him. Because if you're not, it's a very dangerous place to be. Because when people are not rooted in him, they look to man, and they look to the systems of man to try to solve their problems. And more it's becoming apparent that man cannot fix his problems. The very best that man has makes a bigger mess so many times But when people bow their knees before the king, he meets them where they're at. And he works miraculously. Yeah. So, you know, it's, I think if you're praying for Haiti right now, you know, the rains are going to be coming pretty soon in the natural calendar, but you can pray that there wouldn't be much rain this year. You can pray that God would spare this place from hurricanes this year. You can pray and ask God to be merciful to this place and help support that needs to get to people, get to them very quickly before weather and other things kick in, that health care services are made available, that kids can get back to school, that amazing plans can come for this nation that will help the people in the long run. There's so many ways you can pray. And it's important that we do. Because every time that we pray, God hears His people. You know, if you know Christ, you have direct access to the Father. If you know Him, you can ask what you will, and it will be done for you. Just ask. You know, it was so nice to see some friends on the way over. I stopped off in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and I saw Juan and Iris Hernandez, who we used to work together in Maryland, in Washington, D.C., and they came down here. It was about 8 years ago, and they've been planting churches in the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Really, really amazing people. Love God. They walk with Him. They're the same. They're the same since the last time I saw them. Just eternal people that love Him. It's just a blessing when people know Him. You know, when you meet them, they just refresh your spirit and they just encourage your heart. And you know, I'm my hope and my prayer is that I get to spend some really good quality time with them, and that, you know, we get a chance to, Lord willing, minister together. Oh yeah, you can hear the flyover right now. I think there's probably helicopters going overhead from where I am, probably every 30-40 minutes or so. But yeah, pretty exciting. It's pretty cool. Oh gosh, yeah. I don't know. All this stuff is almost so surreal. It's almost unreal to be here. You know what's cool though is that how, I mean, in myself, I'd have no idea if it was just up to me and my natural ability or understanding. But when you walk with God, He gives you solutions and ideas and plans and direction and even past your years. It's an amazing thing. And so even for me coming out here, I just see how God's prepared me with even what's gone on before to be here and to be able to really to make a difference, to make an impact in this place. Gosh, it's beautiful. You know, when we walk with Him, He's preparing you. When you walk with Him and you go through phases and seasons of life, He's preparing you in those for what will come in the future. And you don't know. See, I don't know. We don't know. You don't know without Him. You know, but when you start tracking down those lines, he takes you through his own training and his own season with you. And the purpose of that is to prepare you, to make you a tool that he can use in his hand for what he desires. And don't resist him. Don't resist what he's trying to do with you, because he's in the process, you understand and experience life that you could never, ever, ever know apart from yourself. A life that you could never know apart from him. If you stay in yourself and you try to create your own reality in yourself, you're limited to the finiteness of your own thinking and your own understanding, and you limit what life will be. But when you surrender to him and you surrender to his plan and purpose, he leads you, he guides you, and he allows for you to experience something that you would never know any other way. So, yeah, I'm encouraged being here. It's not easy, but I wouldn't trade it, because I know right now that for myself, I'm in the center of his will. I'm doing what he has for me to do right now. And that's a blessing. You know, there is no past. The future is in his hands. But right now, in this moment in time, I walk with him. And my entire being is given over to that. And it's an amazing sense. Everything is just so clear. Yeah, it's just beautiful. So anyways, I'm in a transition, I guess. You know, God's set me aside for something, and this whole thing right now is part of that. These next few months is part of that. There's some good work at hand that needs to be done, which we will do. But there's more. There's much more going on than all of this. And I'm just encouraged to be part of that. Disasters in diverse places. Saw the whole thing about Chile. It's just recognize that life is short, and be ready to meet your maker and spend your life walking with him. Let life be whatever it is that he wants it to be, and you'll know what life abundantly is. I want to pray with you guys really quick. Father God, Lord, I'm just grateful, Father, for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm grateful, Lord God. Lord, we're grateful that we know you and can walk with you, Lord. And Father, right now, Lord, I just pray for everyone that's just listening in, Lord. I pray that this would just be a season of rest for them, Father. That every anxiety, Lord, every care would just be laid at your feet. And Lord, that we would just take up the cross that you have for us and walk out the life that you intend. Lord, we just bless your holy name right now, and we thank you that by your name, Lord Jesus, we are saved. Lord, by your name, the name that's above every other name, Lord, we are set free, and we have purpose and direction. Thank you, Father, for your love for us, Father. Thank you for the way that you keep your people. And Lord, you give us purpose, Lord. In the midst of a world full of confusion, Father, you lead and direct and guide us. And Lord, we just bless your holy name, and we thank you so much for loving us and for guiding us, Father, and for saving us. And Lord, this day, we just choose, Lord, with all of our hearts to walk with you. We choose to walk with you, Father, and we bless you, Lord. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us, Father, in Jesus' name. Lead and guide us, Father, in Jesus' name, through everything, Father. Help every decision, Lord, that needs to be made. Lord, help it all become clear what needs to be done and what is your choice. And Lord, give us that decision, Lord God, and clarity, Father, so that we can be set free completely, Lord, to walk with you in peace and in holiness, Lord. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And we go on, Father, committing ourselves 100% to you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hey, God bless you. Love you. Love you very much. And be talking to you as soon as we can, as soon as we get a chance again. All right. Hey, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.